of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat. And the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting.
So you did it on purpose to try to throw me off. Do that before you did the flag salute, huh?
I am doing a little... We should...
Let me tell you something.
I'm just need the roll call.
No, no. You were gonna, I know what you were going to do. But you're absent.
I swear to you, this is due to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Madam, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Ms. Butcher?
Absent. Kildorf's absent, Kochanowski's absent, and Shike's absent. Boom.
Well.
Well, I'll go on calling the rest of the names.
Okay, yeah.
Mr. Glaser?
Here.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Ms. Kleinhan?
Here.
Mr. Lazarus?
Here.
And Mr. Smith?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, boy. That was the exciting part of the meeting.
Yeah, it was kind of a jump-the-gun thing, John. I don't know if it really counts.
That counts.
All right. We have meeting minutes from June 3rd, 2019. They were distributed. Anybody have any questions or comments?
That's fine. I move for approval.
Second. Thank you. Is there a second? Mr. Lazarus, roll call.
I'm sorry, who was second?
Mr. Lazarus.
Okay. So, Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhan?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Who motioned?
I did. Glaser.
Okay, yeah. Do I have that mixed up? Okay, sorry about that. So, okay.
Great.
Motion
thank
carries.
You. We have a request for an extension of time. Annandale Village LLC, Block 53, Lot 3, 6 West Street, application 2018-03.
All I can say is they're not here. I know that I got at least one phone call. People want to, just are curious, like, what's the holdup? But there's no one to ask.
More than curious. I mean, it's people are, you know, they really want to, are anxious to see this project move along. So.
Okay, let me just see if I happen to know the attorney on it. Let me just see if I can get him on the phone.
When the letter mentions the sewer authority and preservation committee.
Yes,
but more.
Let's just see if I can get to if I can get him.
You're on the place one night. Maybe he can show up. He had to get him out of the car.
Not the first
one. No? Won't be the last of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, sadly, John.
Do you have to do that? No. What is it doing? The funds.
Let's see.
So he's not answering his cell phone.
I was looking at the letter. The letter they wrote, right? Said, what did it say?
Sewer and
sewer and historic preservation.
Exactly.
Yeah, historic sewer. The applicant has been working diligently to satisfy conditions of is unable to do so because of issues with the sewer authority.
Yeah, but stop for a second. What does the sewer authority have to do with making revisions on your site plans?
I have no. That's why I'm reading it. I was.
Yeah. If you know, if the mayor knows anything, or if Denise knows anything, maybe we can find out like indirectly.
The sewer authority engineer.
required, requested, somewhere in the middle, 20-foot clear easement or sewer access. Where the property is located now, even allowing for an access easement over the, that unclaimed piece of land, there wasn't sufficient. However, I suggest if they move the building 5 feet to the south, which didn't seem like an onerous task, and just basically flip the connection from the south side of the building to the north side. And that's the sum and substance of
change. Okay, that's one change.
And they had to finagle, there's some surface water drainage constructs on the side that then went from 10 feet to 5 feet.
Does that kind of can be considered actually a field change? You know, something that was unexpected, and maybe the township engineer would, you know, be able to approve a change like that without having to come back here. But
that choice was made several months ago.
So it wasn't recent? And historic preservation has been hanging around for a very long time. That's done?
At least 5 or 6 weeks back.
That was taking pictures inside or something? Or?
The final sign-off from
This is our commission.
We had a consultant.
It says they were unable... Okay, here's the good news. They said the plan revisions have been completed, and they were submitted on July 12th.
Right.
Now, is that true?
Yes and no.
It's like an economist now.
So I was on vacation that week, and I came back, and there was a set of plans and a cover letter from ELP, and they were responding to various different things that had been asked for. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of how it was worded. They weren't specific. So I looked at it and said, is this for compliance? Mm-hmm. Is this supposed to be what you're using to come for final? I didn't know. So I sent an email to the applicant's attorney, to Chris from ELP, and to Mr. Fernandez. And a week went by and I didn't hear anything from anyone. So I had sent, at the same time I sent that email, I had to ask Mr. Fernandez to replenish his escrow account. Mm-hmm. He came in on Wednesday of last week, he replenished the account, and I said to him, you know, so what's happening? When are you coming in for final? So he said to me, well, soon. He said, I think we're waiting on Kathy. I'm surprised we haven't heard from her yet. I said, waiting on Kathy for what? So I guess Chris was under the idea. Kathy, a number of months back, said, look, revise what you want to do to propose to CTSA. I'll take a look at it before you do the full-blown, revisions on the plans. Well, that never happened. Mm. So it all came in this package. And what Kathy and I, we spoke over the phone and went over it briefly. And what we couldn't figure out was, again, is this for compliance for preliminary, or is this supposed to be what you want to use to move forward for final? So...
The date they're requesting is the preliminary date, though, right?
No, correct, but I think we have to hear her out, because this sounds like beginning of a story.
Yeah, so...
This is a setup. We're going through the setup now for the... Can't wait for the punchline.
So Mr. Fernandez came in with the check, and when he said, you know, well, we're waiting for Kathy, and I said, well, I don't understand why. I said, I sent a response. I said, I believe I copied you. Did you see it? He said, yes. I said... That submission that Chris sent, we don't know what it is. So we're not sure what you want us to do with it as of yet. That needs to be clarified. So I explained everything in detail that was in my email prior. And I said, you need to come for an extension of time for preliminary because you've passed that time to go through compliance and have the plan signed. Then you can send in the compliance package, and then you can go to final. So Rob seemed to understand. And the next morning, I received a phone call that Rob initiated with his lawyer, Chris from ELP, and himself. And we went through everything. Vince, his lawyer, was not sure why he needed an extension of time. And he thought that he could send in compliance paperwork and then do the extension of time for the preliminary at the final hearing. And I said, no, this has to go in chronological order. You need to... dot all the I's and cross all the T's for preliminary first, then you come for final.
Just like the resolution said.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Which correct. I reminded him to read in the resolution. Yeah. So he sent a letter, it needed to be revised, and he sent another letter, and here we are. From what I understand, I thought they were going to be here tonight. That was the impression that I got. And so we're supposed to be receiving the compliance package soon, and then they're going to be coming and submitting the file.
I'll make a suggestion. Everyone's here. This is the only reason everyone's here. So despite the fact they're not here, just grant the extension.
These are these things that, unless there's some extenuating circumstances, it doesn't make any sense not to.
And they're not pushing out the final.
Correct. This is just an observation. So before any extension, I like looking at the resolution.
Right.
So this resolution had 13 pages of the 31 pages.
Oh, yeah.
13 pages were plan revision conditions.
Right.
I mean, not the other conditions.
Right.
So the board, and if you recall, I didn't even remember this, they had applied for final. The board denied final.
Right. Yeah.
Said fix all this stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Said you have to fix this stuff
right.
first.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't grant this extension, you don't want them to have to come back. This is a project that you want to have happen.
Everybody wants, that's the whole...
Right.
We just have to understand.
So Vince, the question he asked, well, you know, why do you have to do this if we have the statutory time period to get the final? You know, why do you have another time? I said, Vince, this is to keep people on track. This is to keep the project moving along so people don't forget and then... 1 year, 2 year, 3 years later, they're trying to figure out which end is up. That's why all the boards, they want the stuff, after they grant an approval, they want the revisions made, they want the plan signed. Then you take as much time as you want getting the final.
Yeah, I mean, you talked about sleeping variances. I do have just a question, and I think I know the answer, but this is not the kind of question a former planning board member would ask. I'm just seeking knowledge.
Okay.
On one hand, you have a condition that requires plans to be signed by thus and such a date.
Mm-hmm.
All the way at the end, we say affirmatively that the preliminary approval is good until 3 years.
Well, no, it doesn't. It says you have 3 years to get final.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. And there are two separate policy things there.
Mm-hmm.
The one is you're not going beyond 3 years. If you don't get final within 3 years, you're null and void.
Mm-hmm.
And why did you pick 3 years? Sometimes you don't, but because 3 years is the statutory protection period against ordinance change.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you gave them 3 years. But again, that's exactly the question that Vince asked me. If you have that, why do you have a separate condition that says we have to make the plan changes? And I said, because otherwise, you wait out to the end, people's memories dim, things like that, even though the resolution's written. This way, you got an approval, okay? They didn't, quite frankly, have to approve this. They could have said, make the plan revisions and come back before we even give you a preliminary. I said, you got 13 pages, okay, of single-spaced plan revision.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have 5 pages of conditions with maybe 2 or 3 pages of...
Yeah. And these are very precise revisions.
Oh, yeah. So that's why you give a separate time period to keep them on track, which with these guys, that didn't keep them on track. Denise has been keeping them on track.
There's been, shall we say, multiple phone calls for a long time.
But the bottom line is, if you don't grant this extension, what are you doing?
Well, and just one more thing. I did speak to Kathy today, Marcelli, and she is going to look at the plans, and she's going to talk to the CTSA engineer as well. She said, did you receive anything from the applicant showing that CTSA is in agreement with this? And I said, I have not. So she said she was going to quietly behind the scenes do that just so we have an answer to that.
Yeah. And the only other thing I would say is they've asked for an extension out to April 15th of 2020.
Right.
Now, on the one hand, do you want them to come back again? On the other hand, if you give them an extension out that long...
It's almost too long.
Right. You know,
Said they're near compliance, which may
be... Right. They said they submitted everything July 12th. But
they did.
Well, also, John, what does that do with the final approval? Because they're not pushing that out, so it shortens up.
Isn't that kind of, when they come, if they get to that point, they're going to want to push the final out.
Well, that's usually they do, don't they, Kevin?
Right.
I mean, sort of they...
These things, we follow the same...
Like cable or whatever, yeah.
But, right.
So,
So on the one hand, you can say if you give until April, they're going to do nothing now until it comes up to that date again. On the other hand, let's say you only gave them until 3 months from now, and then they run out of time, then you're going to have them come back again. So you know what? I don't know what... All I know is my advice is to grant it. I don't know what to grant it to.
How about December? We split the baby?
Would it make
year?
Any sense to just give it until end of February when the weather breaks and then get into the ground and start working?
Well, again, this has nothing to do with work. This is
making
revisions on the plans
which
to get them signed.
Which already done.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, just pull it back a couple of months to send a quiet little message that you're tired of waiting, that's all.
You can
and
do
if
that.
There's any logic involved, you know, that...
For example, he asked for 8 months. You could say, no, we're only willing to give 6 months. So counting back from April, boom, that's February.
So they're not probably going to do
February.
Even
October.
If they got approval in December, they didn't probably do anything.
Oh, I see. Yeah, 2 months back, yeah.
Yeah, 2 months back.
Yeah, from the 8th, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy with whatever, you know.
Yeah, February works
we all
for me.
Want to keep
so someone make a motion to grant the extension, but pick a date to grant it by. They've asked for April 15th.
Strong preference on that?
I like February because it's after the holidays and stuff like that.
You have a calendar there,
message.
Yeah.
I kind of like the end of the year.
What is February? But,
I mean, to your point, if it makes no difference from a, you know, then that's fine.
I've had a half a dozen conversations that would be this long.
So what do you think makes sense, John?
Yeah.
I'd say
February 15th, Saturday.
Is it Saturday? So we go February, Valentine's Day.
There you go.
Friday.
February 14th. What do you think?
I'm good with that. Okay. No, I'm happy with whatever. Thanks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Could someone make a motion to grant the extension to February 14th?
So moved. I move to extend to February 14th, 2000.
Is there a second?
One.
I'll second it. Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Okay. You can tell him. I don't want to. You can tell him tomorrow.
Oh, them. Okay. Yeah.
We have
sure.
We have vouchers.
Awesome.
They were out on the Dropbox or whatever it's called.
Yep.
What happened? I've reviewed them. I'm okay. Any questions or concerns from anyone else?
Look pretty standard to me.
Mm-hmm. I'll make the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes. That's really it. Any reports?
Yeah, I can give you, since we're on our rather leisurely summer schedule of one meeting a month now, which ends up with long agendas, I can give you the picture that's coming Wednesday night. And first of all, we've made our personnel rotation, leaving the police department from DeRosa, is now the officer in charge, effective last Tuesday. That'll be done by resolution for funding that by council. We have an ordinance, which the planning board probably is going to see at the next planning board meeting. We're going to introduce a farmer's market ordinance, crudely put to override the stipulation we have, allowing only one principal use of a parcel. Immaculate Conception Church and Jennifer Hill both last farm market. And given the current, you know, a farm market's not a typical appurtenance to a church.
No.
Or I think you can make the case that these days a farm on the table, it might be for a restaurant.
Mm.
Talking to Mr. Drill, I had assembled a whole bunch of that stuff, but we didn't need it.
The only one we have at present is down here, right?
I don't even know if
does he still
have any.
Does he use the, what's the farm right here?
Lacan?
Oh, Lacan?
That
runs.
But that one.
That might be a retail establishment.
That's retail. Yeah,
right.
They have. Yeah.
Right. It's not.
So it's not a farmer's market per se.
Right. It'd be like a spontaneous thing.
Right. So when do you think the ordinance is going to be introduced? Wednesday?
Wednesday night.
Okay, so
yeah, they have it ready for Wednesday.
Right. So if it's introduced Wednesday, it gets referred here for a master plan consistency review. There's nothing in the ordinance that would say it's inconsistent. There's nothing that would say it's consistent, but I'm just saying, I'm predicting that you'd most likely say it's not inconsistent. So let me ask you a question. If there's nothing else on your agenda, the MLUL says you have 35 days to do it. At the end of 35 days, if you don't do it, it's as if the finding was it's not inconsistent. So unless you're in a huge rush, Now, if you're in a huge rush, then you need a meeting ASAP to declare the thing not inconsistent. If you're not in a rush, you could let the 35 days run. So I'm just planning ahead.
Yeah, no, that's why I thought I'd raise it up. We've been rather slow getting to this because of a number of other ordinance changes. So it would be good if somehow we could get an opinion from the planning board.
Because now, here's a way you could do it. Mm-hmm. Since it's not an application for development, mm-hmm. if you had Denise here, mm-hmm. and you had the chairman or the vice chairman or someone here, in my opinion, everyone could dial in. You could do this meeting, everyone, by phone. Hmm. Because there's a provision in the Open Public Meetings Act that says you can have telephonic meetings. Now, if you're in a hearing on an application for development, I've gone on record in an article saying that you need not only telephone, you need to be able to see.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But this is an administrative thing. You could do the whole thing over the telephone. And what would be the date of if they introduce next Wednesday, when would be the next possible planning board meeting?
The 17th. No, not the 17th. The 18th.
August 18th.
The 19th.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
The
19th. I'm looking at the wrong month. Hold on. The 19th. I'm sorry, the first time. The 19th.
And so if someone did a dial-in...
Well, we went to the next council meeting. That's not right.
Yeah, when?
Wednesday?
Well, wait,
is it the 7th?
No, right.
The next one.
Oh,
next
one. After that.
You would have a January public hearing. When's your next...
August 28th.
You have two this month?
Yeah.
That works.
So that would work. So,
so you have two council meetings in November? I mean, in August?
Well, I've got one on for August 28th.
Well, put it this way. If you guys were actually going to meet on August 28th, you could have the public hearing as long as your notice went out 10 days ahead, and you could put your notice out, you know, the day after,
after your meeting,
and you know that this is going to be, I mean, it's highly probable that the planning board is going to say it's not inconsistent, and then you'd be all set to go for August 28th.
Yeah, we'll tidy it all up tomorrow with the call to make sure I didn't somehow or other. I think I copied the council meetings carefully from the publication pre-order, but I could have forgotten to remove the second.
I'm looking on the website, and there's only August 7th listed.
Okay, so then we go out.
If that's correct.
Probably is.
Then we go
Carl
out
updates this year.
September 11th and the 25th.
I think that's correct. I think I might have forgotten to pull one of them out, so we're good.
Okay, wait, whoa. So if it's September 11th,
right?
Okay, when the planning board meeting in September is September...
It's after that.
No, September 9th.
No, we only have one meeting scheduled for September.
It's the 16th, so we'd be after that. So it's still...
So you should still do the telephone, introduce it, do the telephone meeting to have it declared not inconsistent. And then the planning board doesn't have to worry about anything until its meeting in September, and you guys are good to go for a public hearing September 11th.
Okay. So we only need one person here?
Yeah, because you need somebody to run the meeting, and in case anyone from the public comes, they have to be able to hear, so it's got to be on a speakerphone.
No, I was just going to say, do we know now anybody that wants to make that commitment?
I'm happy to. If anybody's welcome to come too.
Yeah. What was the date?
The 19th. Stewart's from.
It's going to be a.
I'll be calling in on the telephone.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. For that, I.
But if anyone else wants to call, it's just as easy. If it's easier, just as easy.
I'll just be here.
It's a private drive. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's shoot for that.
The only other kind of big thing at council is for the public hearing on the deer culling ordinance, and then a resolution confirming the details of the ordinance coming up. So far, it's been quiet. Positive comments from the public.
Would you be able to give a quick? I mean, it seems the homestead's moving right along, right? So, any updates there in terms of their?
Beaverbrook is asking about the status.
The Willows.
Yeah, Willows at Allen.
I take these little walks on weekends when nobody's around. They're moving very, very quickly. Somebody said, which I don't believe, that we're going to be really substantially complete in October. I'm thinking
It doesn't look like they started the building in the back yet.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, I mean, that's only 2 months. Come on.
There's a lot of lifts to bring
exactly.
The retaining wall that's there.
I would say I hope that if you come by December, then they could start roughing it in.
I'm thinking everything's dried out and the site work is done, and then they do the interior finish work.
That's what I would think.
You know, they start to roll probably the first quarter, late That'd first quarter, second quarter. I forgot if it was Mike Wright that heard that from the GC.
I think that's because Mike told me that too. I think that's where he got it from.
So. They are moving right along, though, to their credit.
Oh, I feel like every time I drive by, it's bigger. So.
Yeah, no, they're really hustling. And, you know, not for nothing, but they did particularly a nice job on the old mansion. I don't know if you noticed, but they have really pretty nice fake slates for shingles, and they've got the old-fashioned copper snowbirds up there, too.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been by it in a while. I've just been by
it. Oh, it's, yeah. They've made a lot of progress in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's shaping up. I mean, maybe another month, 6 weeks, I think. We'll really be able to visualize, you know, the mass and how the parking lot works.
It's a shame.
There's a fair amount of interest.
I would think so, just because it's
great location.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of transportation, you can walk the bus, you can walk to the railroad station. Hopefully, they'll walk to the coffee shop pretty soon.
That'd be good.
That would be nice.
Then we'll need sidewalks from the county. On Maruki, and then the application is pending. There won't be anything until that's
for. The due date is in November.
Oh, so.
Is it November or September?
I thought it was November.
I don't know.
I could be wrong, John, but they are amassing all of the stuff required for the second submission.
Mm-hmm.
And the state promised they would award before the end of the year, which doesn't seem, that would be very speedy.
It seems fast, Last year was longer, I thought.
Oh, they're much longer, but they've asked for the mayor's letter of support. And the unfortunate thing is they also asked about public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And council had passed freeholders have passed a resolution as they did last year, more precisely that they would provide transportation during the defined hours. The new QAP is more precise in that regard. So, of course, Cheryl asked, does the transportation have to actually be active before we submit? And the answer came back, yes. So I have to talk to the county and sort of say, you got to make a route change sooner or later, so would you please make the route change?
Yeah, even though no one will be there, right. Because it's whizzed by the stop, but just...
Kind of stupid. You know, they asked him.
But it helps us get the grant money.
It's about a $4.1 million deficit.
Yeah, so it's...
No question about that.
Yeah.
It really is. Otherwise, they seem pretty happy with everything. So.
Is there anything you can say publicly about the other sites?
Just thinking here, our wastewater management plan is in progress up at the Highlands.
That's where the township as a whole.
As a whole. Right. It does, to some degree, impinge upon the development of the train station. So that's in progress. I think we've just begun working with Highlands on the center designation. The planners are going to work on that. That's another prerequisite for that. And so it's kind of moving, but not rapidly.
I could give a public update on the appeal, because people always forget that one of our intervener, filed an appeal with the appellate division of our judgment of compliance and repose. Okay. They have filed their brief. Before they filed their brief, we made a motion to dismiss because we said they didn't have a contract anymore. Then they got a contract, so we withdrew the motion.
Mm-hmm.
Then they filed their brief. Then Fair Share filed a motion, which I joined in, for summary disposition. It's the equivalent of summary judgment, and the appellate division denied that. So now we have a briefing schedule. Our Fair Share and our brief are due September 4.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we are with that.
That one's a tough one in that, I think that we've beaten the bushes pretty well with sewer capacity, so I don't know where they're going to come up with the required sewer capacity.
Right. I don't want to comment on that publicly.
Yeah.
This is that parcel for Allerton. It's the owners or the guys have the rights to that. Okay.
The good folks at Fulton Place filed a very comprehensive COPRA request, which has been addressed. Otherwise, I haven't been in the commission of Fathers.
Right. In fact, we can say this publicly. We, you and I had attended a public meeting at the town of Clinton. Mm-hmm. Many months ago to discuss the potential for the town of Clinton to provide sewer for both Alton Place and for CRC.
Yeah, Headley.
And Headley basically said, we need much more sewer than you can give us. Mm. And so we said, okay, you know, Alton Place, you know, go for it. We'll support you on it. And because they had told us all along that the town of Clinton was going to, you know, going to take care of them, but the town of Clinton, they, you know, want their sewer for themselves, but you can't blame them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then right after that is when they started making the OPRA request. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a coincidence.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. There's one other. Oh, that was the other little thing I was going to mention.
Ready?
Yeah, thank you, John. You're a mind reader. And, of course, Mr. Drill knows this well, but we've taken some heat about our settlement course, and you know, our number is 337. Reddington is 1,030 or 60.
I think 50, something like that. Yeah.
But we've also taken heat for the payment of fair share housing. And to me, it's ironic, and I'll say this publicly. Part of the reason we paid 30,000 is because an ex-mayor was making so much noise that there was a concern that there might be litigation. Of mm-hmm. course, it was just noise from the litigation.
Mm-hmm.
Reddington is paid for
good.
So numbers, I think New York should feel good as a town. More than record that was before it and the results.
And fair share is stepping up with these filings.
Oh, let me tell you. If you make a deal with fair share, they abide by the deal. Okay? It's not only at the contested fairness hearing and the contested compliance hearing.
Mm-hmm.
They're at the table with you.
Mm-hmm.
They're helping. You're helping. You're working okay. together. And then on these appeals,
right.
you know, we took the lead in the motion to dismiss. They took the lead on the motion for summary disposition. And I've spoken with Kevin Walsh, who's now on vacation in California. But the tentative thing is we're going to do the same thing we did with the motion for summary disposition. They're going to take the lead. He'll put together the appendix. I mean, he's helping us. He's keeping our costs down.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he'll do the bulk. He gets to pick, you know, the one or two big arguments, and then I fill in, you know, around the side. So, yeah.
And that was always the logic of partial offset. If you're a nonprofit like they are, and you've got 200, maybe 300 settlements, you know you're going to be snowed.
And by the way, one of the things he says is that why did they want 30? Because they were afraid of litigation. Now, as it turns out, they may have thought that they were going to get it from the ex-mayor. They ended up getting it from the intervener. But now they're doing what mm-hmm. they said they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're spending their time and money doing it. I mean, let's listen. If I had to do the first part, we'll put together the appendix and all that sort of stuff. Let's just say this 30,000 now, I think it's a savings, okay?
Well spent.
Hmm.
I made that comment, if you ever want to relate it to Kevin Walsh, I made that comment at a real estate forum with representatives from Raritan Township and Reddington Township, and a certain mayor choked when I said that, but that's life.
Yeah.
I mean, they've lived up to their bargain as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah. But they... Just like you compliment them, they compliment Clinton. They said that Clinton, before it was, you know, popular to do that, Clinton did it. And by the way, they made decisions because Clinton was being reasonable.
Yeah, reasonable and doing what he said.
Right.
Just like they did.
Just like they did, yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Anything else on any other reports from anybody? It's not.
Someone making some motion?
Motion to adjourn?
Oh.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good evening.
All right.